Introduction. As we minister to people through prayer, we make a difference only as we target the real need in a person. As a pass in football must be aimed directly at a receiver, effective prayer must be aimed directly at its target. In football, there are many players who could possibly catch the ball, but a perfect pass to the receiver results in a touchdown. Prayer, as in football, should make a touchdown every time you open your mouth to minister in prayer. In prayer, what you say must find the target, the need, and not just any need, but the nucleus of the problem of the man, woman, or child receiving prayer. This is only possible if you can pray with accuracy. You cannot begin your prayer with what someone tells you because the person may not even perceive his or her real need. You cannot begin your prayer by asking God to relieve the consequences of the situation because that kind of prayer will only address the symptoms of the problem. Rather, you must get to the very essence, the core need that is the single most influential factor affecting the life of the individual before you. Getting to the heart of the need will require the leading of the Holy Spirit and the proper use of Scripture. I have met many pastors and leaders who conduct counseling for hours each day, only to become worn out from hearing about the same trials and complaints over and over again. These leaders are frustrated as they seem to get nowhere in their goals for spiritual formation and maturity in the people they see. Accurate prayer will take you quickly to the place of greatest need so that you will be able to spend less time in counseling. Can we as mere humans really do this? Pray with accuracy, actually penetrating the heart, the very core of someone for whom we pray? When our Lord met Nathanael, it was at the invitation of Philip. What Jesus said to Nathanael opens the possibility that our Lord, in a moment's time, received a revelation from God that instantly convinced Nathanael that Jesus was the Christ, the Anointed One. Quote, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. John 1:47-48. If a revelation from God about a person can occur during a simple dialogue, then it can also occur during a prayer. What is important here is that accuracy in ministry will bring results and conviction. I must ask you point blank, how are your prayers going? How many times have you repeated?